Lynn Payne is the garden guru. Lynn, I understand this weekend is your 16th annual Spring Fiesta.
This is it, Brent. Tomorrow from 10 to 4. We're going to be serving food. We got music. We're going to have a pruning demonstration by yours truly. We're going to teach people how to make plants from plants. That'll be at the propagating table. And we're going to show kids how to make fairy gardens. We have lots of little houses and little fairies and bird baths and tiny little things that you can put in a miniature garden in a pot. And I'll be there too, the garden guru, answering all of your gardening questions. We have Sam the Compost Man, also known as Sam the Worm Man, and he's going to be answering questions about worms and composting. We're going to have a really fun little kids' corner where they can learn how to plant seeds, and they'll be able to take them home with them. And there's going to be lots of other little arts and crafts for them.
What else do you have on hand this weekend?
We've shipped in forsythia, and it's in bloom. We have lilacs in bud, and we also have a new flowering shrub. You know, it really makes me feel good to introduce new plants into northern New Mexico. This actually is native to China, but it's called Exocorda. The common name for it is pearl flower, because before it opens up, as the bud is starting to form, it's round and white like a pearl. So this is a white shrub that when it comes into bloom, it's almost covered entirely with white flowers. It's drought tolerant. It'll get 8 to 10 feet tall and 6 to 8 feet wide. And so it's going to be a perfect plant for northern New Mexico.
So do you think this will be a good spring for planting?
I think we're going to have a nice spring because there's snow in the mountains and there's water in the Rio Grande. We're going to have lots of pansies and petunias, and geraniums and marigolds, zinnias and lobelia, and the list just goes on and on. And let's not forget vegetables. We've got lots of heirloom tomatoes. We've got a new chili pepper to introduce this year. It's called the Santa Maria chili pepper. And a friend of mine named Fabian Chavez, he has been crossing chili with each other for the past few years. And what he's doing is he's trying to get the size and the thick meatiness of the southern New Mexico chili crossed with the flavors of the northern New Mexico chili. And he thinks he's got it now with the Santa Maria.
Where are you located?
Well, we've got two locations here in Santa Fe. One is at 715 St. Michael's Drive, and the other is 304 Camino O'Leary. And let's not forget Posey, Payne's Organic Soil Yard, is 6037 Awafria.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru.